Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to say hello again to my radio audience. I've been away for a while now, about 2 months, I believe. I haven't been on the radio in quite a while. You know, just been doing some thinking, some praying, some, you know, clearing up my mind because, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the earth and I have to stay before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, to speak to you prophetically and let you know exactly what's going on because I am the prophetess of the Hebrew nation. So I would like to say I greet you again in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahayah is his name, the God of Israel. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Elishaba. If you would like to call in live to join this conversation today, this divine teaching that we will be having today, you can call in at 661-244-9831. And just to be honest with you, I really haven't been feeling the move of the utterance or the spirit to even come on the radio for the last month or two, about a month and a half. But today, all of a sudden, I was just sitting here and I just felt the urge to come on the radio today to talk to you. So this is all divine today. This is a divine appointment again with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. I will be speaking to you divinely today, prophetically, whatever the God of Israel will have me to speak, say, and do today on this broadcast, that's what will be discriminated today. So again, you know, I don't take nothing lightly what I say and what I, you know, speak to you on this platform because this is a platform that he set up about a whole year ago, and you know, he told me a lot of people was going to die in 2020, and I told everybody that's what was going to happen. And that's what happened, exactly what he told me was going to happen. And 2020 is still not over yet. So we still have more deaths coming. But I'm going to come back on and just give you a prophetic update about everything that I said, you know, within the last since 2020, you know. I'm going to come back on another day and just give you a prophetic update. But today we're talking about something else. We're talking about something else today. Judith. That's who we will be discussing today. Judith. I don't know if I, matter of fact, I know you Christians don't know nothing about Judith. You know, because Judith is one of the, is in the Apocrypha, is in the book that was took out of the Bible. The Apocrypha is part of the Bible, but it was took away. It was took out of the Bible by the people that translated the Bible way back then, in the 15th century, I believe, 8th century. I ain't going to give you no dates because I really don't care about giving you dates right now. But I just want you to know that Judith is a part of the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha is part of the Bible. It was in the Old Testament before they took it out. Before they took it out, it was in the Old Testament. So it is very biblical. It is very biblical. It's just that it had been hidden in the earth. It had been hidden in the earth because they don't want you to see, when I say they, the people that rule this world, they don't want you to see and know, you know, what the Apocrypha have to say, you know, concerning the children of Israel. And again, this is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm giving you the name of my ministry. Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elishaba. We're going to go into this today. Judith, a warrioress, a warrioress. I'm not talking about a man. I'm talking about a woman warrior. She's a warrioress of the Hebrew nation. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. Judith, a warrioress of the Hebrew nation. Divinely Untold Mysteries Revealed. This will be tape number one, and I don't know how many tapes we're going to have to make before I finish the whole segment about a warrioress, okay? Judas, she's just one warrioress. There's plenty of warrioress in the body of God. Well, it's plenty of warriors that was in the Bible. You had Deborah, you had Esther, you had Hadula, you had all kind of women in the Bible that was warriors, and that believed in taking a stand for the God of Israel and the God of the Hebrews and the Israelite people. So I just want to bring this forward today because I'm a warrior myself. I'm a warrior myself. I've been on the battle line all my life. All my life since I stepped out my mama's womb, I've been fighting. So I know what it is to be a warrior, and I know what it is to be called a warrioress. Okay? I know what it is. I done lived it hand in hand. Okay? I know what it is. I have no doubts in my mind what a warrioress is. So I'm the perfect person to bring this divine teaching to you today, okay? I'm going to bring it to you in a way that you've never been told before, okay? And I know you Hebrew Israelites, you know, the ones that say y'all in the truth and y'all know the real God and you know his name and all of that. You don't heard about Judith. You don't heard your elders speak about Judith and who Judith is and what Judith doing. But me as the prophetess, I'm not even on the air. Oh, I did all the talking for what? Oh, God. Here we go again. I'll have to do this. Okay, it's right there. Okay, I'm still connected. I'm just checking, people. I'm just checking because it don't say that I'm on the air. But it say call connected, 10 minutes. I don't know why it's not saying on the air. So what I'm going to do, just to make sure, I'm going to end this because I don't think it's going through the right way here. So let me end this call. It's not showing that I'm on the air, though. Yeah.